Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Mama Shar's house, y'all. Be prepared to laugh, cry, pee your pants, or puke, as you just never know what's going to happen. So sit back, relax, and find your frequency. Here's the woman of my dreams, Mama Shar.
Hooty-hoo. It's Tuesday, y'all. I can't believe I finally made it back. I'm telling you, these allergies have kicked my butt, took my name, even gave me a little bit of laryngitis, and ain't nobody got time for that, as my sister Sue Brown would say. You know, I can't lose my voice. And then for me not to be able to talk, it's like, no. But I'm so glad to be back here. I'm so glad to have you back here. We have got a great show for you guys tonight. Our guest speaker is Deborah Lang out of Australia. She's an author, coach, counselor. She has her fingers in all the pies right now as far as it goes with intuitive body wisdom. So she's going to help us learn not to worry and how to deal with loss. So she's coming up. And then we've got our music by Alex G, Baby Girl, Got It Going On. Her little ditty, Find You, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. It was hard for me picking one from her this week because she is just so talented. You can find her over at iTunes. So before we get to Miss Deborah, what I want to talk to you guys about, I started this little Facebook group. Well, backing up a little bit, I went to one of my coach's workshops, George Carradini. Shout out, allowyoursuccessnow.com. Check it out, y'all. He's a Christian law of attraction coach. Got something going on for sure. And I went to one of his workshops, and he was talking to us about a book that he read and how this woman was talking about five principles that you have to do one or all would be, you know, optimal to achieve happiness, raise your vibration for the law of attraction. And so it's a journal, you know, three things we're grateful for every day. Send a thank you text, email, whatever, to someone who's influenced you. Remember something that went well yesterday. Meditate and move for 15 minutes, whether it's dancing, vacuuming, whatever, yoga, whatever. So I decided to do this group for 30 days for the month of April. So every day we are going to hold one another accountable for doing all five, and we're going to put this to the test. If we do all five of these things for 30 days, our lives should be transformed beyond belief. So we're putting the law of attraction to the test here. I believe it will work because I believe in my heart that we do this. But at the same time, I'm not sure until we do it. So once we do it, we'll know. So anyway, we're doing that. And if you want to join us, you know, it starts tomorrow morning. It's already started in Australia time, but it starts officially here in the U.S. tomorrow morning. Send me a chat on MamaShar.com or hit me up on Facebook.com, MamaShar Blessed, and send me a message there. We'll get you signed up to the group. Right now, I have looked a while ago, I think we've got like 126 people right now that's willing to do the whole stretch for 30 days, supporting one another. So I'm looking forward to that. And I tell you, this all comes on the heels of Marie Forleo's B-School. As all of you guys know, if you listen to me, I have a passion about B-School. It changed my life, absolutely changed my life. So it's time now, March rolled around, and we start all over again. And so it tells you to find your ideal customer avatar and who would be wanting to listen to Mama Shar. And so I'm just battling over this. It's like, man, I don't know who I appeal to, my audience demographics. And then I get a nudge, a God nudge, I call them. And we'll talk about those later, too, and ask Mama Shar in the segment at the end. But it's like, I get this God nudge, you know, it's like, click on this website. Click on this website, you know, and it's like scanning down, and I like to learn something new every day. So I look on there, and this suicide caught my eye. Now, I'm not one of those that, you know, I'm knocking on wood and I'm praising Jesus that I haven't ever been subjected to or victimized by suicide, let's put it that way. So I can only empathize, not sympathize, you know. But my heart just sunk when I was looking at the statistics, and this is over 1999 to 2009. Women ages 60 to 64, the suicide rate rose 60%. And so being the curious George that I am, it's like, I wonder why. I wonder why. So that set me on a path, and from that path, I, you know, decided to do this happiness challenge and, you know, do it for 30 days and just be, you know, fill our plates full of nothing but good and inspiration, support, and change some lives. So you guys come over. If that fits into what you're looking for, you need a change and a support staff to do it, then you guys come on over. Come on over for sure. So, okay, what else do I have? I think that's about it. I'm loving this. I'm loving this weather. I don't know about you guys, but I made the mistake of wearing flip-flops a couple of weeks ago, and then we had a cold snap, and my feet were like, you ever wrestled a sports bra? They were like, no, I'm not going back in that boot, you know? So it's like, yes, I did go dancing, and I did have on a nice, really nice sweater and sandals. Yes, it was cold outside. I needed a coat. But my feet were not going to have any of it. So I'm digging this weather. I'm loving the spring. Already got my tan going. So anywho, that's all I've got from me. Without further ado, we're going to get Miss Deborah on the phone here. See if I can cook her in. Is that you, Deb?
I'm here, Mama Child. I'm here. That's really great. I loved what you were talking about a minute with the challenge doing, because I'm all for doing that sort of stuff through dancing and all of that. It's just so good for the soul. It's fabulous.
Absolutely. I'm telling you. Well, she's calling from...
Can you hear me?
She's calling from... I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm here, just a slight delay, maybe.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Nope, you're kind of cutting in and out.
Okay, no, well, I'm fine. I can hear you. And I was just listening to the intro, and it's really great. I might even join you in April because I do something called Interplay, and this week we sing and we meditate, we do all sorts of things, but it is just so good for the soul. I mean, it's freeing you up. It's just really, really cool. You know, anyway, we'll talk more about that.
Yeah, do you find a big change?
Definitely. I do something called Interplay. Interplay was founded in the US, actually. You can find it all across Interplay. I am a trained facilitator in Interplay. Great body with the method. But it's really like being a kid again and just giving yourself the total room to use, you know, your voice to play with. You know, I mean, if you remember, you know, you used to roll around, you'd laugh a lot. So we do that. We tell stories. We make up stories. We make up little movements. We dance. It's just so liberating. It's so liberating. It really frees up everything. No, it's great.
That is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, and I tell you again, these little God nudges, you know, it's like... I was, you know, I'm thinking about, I went to the workshop and then I'm thinking about it and it's like, then all of a sudden I see the suicide thing and it's like, you know, I'm all about serving people. It's like, so I need to vibrate higher too. I need good positive things in my life.
So it's like, you know, this way I can help a lot of people. And I was really blown away. I was hoping, you know, I said, I'd like to have a Google Hangout where that's a maximum of 10, you know. And so all of a sudden it's like, well, I'm seeing more than 10 show up. It's like, okay, now we're 50. Well, we can't do Google with 50. Maybe we'll do Zoom. And then a while ago, it was at 126. So I'm real excited.
Well,
I'm real
great.
Excited about this.
That's great.
Yeah. So I might be looking to you for some advice later because, you know, I'm all about the dance, you know. So, yeah, I might be coming to you and getting some advice on interplay.
All right, because what we do, it's all just spontaneous. So, you know, a lot of things, well, our whole world, we think about when you finish, you went to school, everything's very controlled, ordered, you do it a certain way. But what interplay is about, and in fact what the world is now coming to, is that in fact we need more freedom. I mean, what we do, it's all spontaneous in the moment. So it really frees you up. So sure, I mean, it's great doing choreograms or learning the tango or whatever. But then just to give yourself the freedom, just to move your arms and your face or your shoulders or whatever, to twist, to roll, stretch. Just so great. So sure, I've got lots of ideas if you need ideas for doing that.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I want to tell everyone who I'm talking to, since I want to give you like a proper introduction. I want you to know, once I saw all your degrees, I became very intimidated. It's like, OMG. So you just hush a minute and let me tell everybody how great you are, okay? So who we've been talking to all this time is Deborah Lange of devlange.com. That's DEBLANDE.com. And Deborah has been a pioneer and early adopter of new ideas for personal and professional development and the learning culture in organizations since her early 70s. Deborah was awarded an Australian Award for Citizen Engagement in the late 80s, and in 2010 was recognized as an Australian Arts Business State Award winner for her work as a mentor and consultant. Deborah draws on her wealth of knowledge as a consultant, facilitator, coach, lifelong learner, and her extensive academic studies, including a Master's of Applied Science, Social Ecology with honors, a Bachelor of Business degree, Human Resource Development, a Graduate Diploma in Language and Learning, and a Diploma in Education. Her continued work focuses on the application and integration of arts, science, business, nature, and Indigenous practices for a holistic and unified way of being for individual, organizational, and global transformation. After early retirement to care for her mother until her passing, she has reemerged and launched her work online with the intention of the publication and offering of books and e-courses. She now specializes in her work that she calls intuitive body wisdom, with an interest in such issues as transitions, global aging, new business for boomers, dying with grace, new forms of partnership and relationships, emotional and multiple intelligences, and much more. So welcome, Deb Lange, Miss Overachiever of the Year.
Oh, thank you. I can't believe it when you read all that out. Oh, my God. But I mean, I have been around a long while. And I've just never stopped. Like, I've just been a my life. I just wanted to keep going. So it wasn't like just doing, you know, a degree when you first leave school and that's it. I just kept going back, you know, it's and all of that. So yeah, I just can't stop. It's so long. And it's funny because, you know, the more you know, the more, I mean, sure, I do know stuff, but I feel there's so much more to know. Like, you feel you know nothing, in a way, you know. But I still think that civilization, human civilization, we think we know a lot. I still think we're on the brink of actually knowing an enormous amount. I just think it's almost like we're in kindergarten. And especially with this stuff around, you know, like somatic healing and body work and connect the land and connection to each other. I just think we're on the brink of a whole new way, you know, a whole new knowledge sort of form.
I tend to agree with you. However, I had someone oppose that theory the other day, and he told me, he said, the reason everything is awesome in your world and people are happy and you see growth is because you're awesome and you're growing, and so you surrounded yourself with people of like hearts. He said, but I can tell you in the real world, people are not growing. They're not being enlightened. They're just as cranky as ever. They can't pay their bills. And I just looked at him and I said, well, you know, you're probably right, because I have purposely surrounded myself with people that think like I do and want to achieve higher and go better and bigger and do all they can and help their fellow man. I mean, that's what I've surrounded my people, that's my world. So could it be that we're kind of naive, that that's your world too? I mean, obviously you love to learn.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm not naive. We do know that they're there, that there are people there. And it's not, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, my mum and dad never kind of studied what I did, and they were still beautiful people. So, we're all different. And I think in some ways the world will have more, there's more tribes, there's more tribes. There will be people who are absolutely content with what they have and what they've, not that I'm not, but, you know, and they'll live their lives that way. And there'll be other people who are on a quest and they're searching. And they don't want to make the same mistakes as they did or whatever. I mean, I can see, I've kind of traced my lineage, and like I can see from my grandfather, my parents, my generation, and now my sons, you know, that we have ranged in our lineage. So to me, that is just fantastic.
Yes,
when,
it is.
You know, when I look back and I know that in many families, if they look back to whether it's grandparents, great grandparents, there was a lot more violence, there was a lot more, there was a lot more abuse. Now there still is. And in fact, in Australia, we've got a really huge, big interest in it again. It's sort of all come out again that, sure, we live in, I think it's a safe, democratic society. But in people's homes, there's still an awful amount of abuse going on, and violence. And just because they're a suit and a white collar and goth, it doesn't mean that there's not, abuse in people's homes. So we've still got a long way to go to have people love themselves enough that they can be good to themselves and good to one another. But to me, it's like, what's life all about?
No, I think it's up to, it's up. Yeah, it's up to people like you and I to be truth, be true to ourselves, and then that way, this is how I feel, this is what works for me, and this is how I talk to people that think I'm a little far-fetched because I believe in the law of attraction and manifesting, and, I believe that God said, ask, believe, and I receive it, and so I put it into action, and people think I've lost my mind, but that's okay. Because I think it's up to people like you and I to stand up and go, hey, this works for me. How far-fetched you want to think about it, that's up to you if you want to try it. Because you talk about your lineage, I don't have that privilege, so I'm kind of enamored about you being able to trace that far back. But it's like people do what they know until they're educated and they know different. So as you saw your lineage come up, I'm sure you saw the progression And as they were learning more and more, they were advancing more and more through your family. And so it's like, without people like us, people can't advance unless they hear it. And I'm just quirky enough to say it, you know? It works for me.
I think the big thing is, exactly. And it's not, so I'm not trying to, I don't want to try and or control or, you know, that old sort of style of persuading somebody into something. It's more about, if you resonate with me, you know, and if you're on a search, just come together and we'll share stuff and maybe you'll learn some stuff from me and all the rest of it. But I'm not about talking anybody into anything that they don't believe in. Like, I want to help people know what they believe in. And they don't have to believe in what I believe in. And we can live with each other. You believing that and I can believe this. Because obviously that's what's been a big problem, is that people have had different beliefs, but they haven't been able to live alongside of each other, and they've wanted to force and control other people to believe what they believe. And that, then we end up with wars and stuff. So,
what I found myself whenever I first discovered vibration and energy and started talking to angels, and I mean, that my whole world just, I mean, Pandora's box opened. And so it's like, what I found myself was my enthusiasm was leading me to almost like, you know, I wanted everybody to have what I have. I mean, it's like it was just so good that the transition was so phenomenal that my son would say, you're a Bible thumper, all right? You know, and that's people who just browbeat you with God's word and all this stuff. You know, that's a Christian term. So it's like, he's like, Mom, you do that with this law of attraction thing. And so I had to scale back and learn when to hit the gun and when just to idle, you know, a little bit with my law of attraction. So I can understand that. I don't try to push it down people's throat. But absolutely, if you're going to ask my opinion on Facebook, I'm going to jump in there with 2 feet and say, well, you might try EFT. It really works. Or you might try, you know, meditating, it really works. You might try Ho'oponopono. So, yeah, I'm out there because I'm all about, I know it works for me. It's good for me. Why would I share it with everyone else?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so
Exactly.
Yeah. But I am, you know, I read your chapter, The Empty Nester Begins. So, obviously in The Thorns to be Thankful For, which is an anthology, you share your journey of grief, anger, and loss. Because it entailed losing your parents and your relationship with your husband, how difficult was it to write your story for the world to see, to put yourself out there?
Yeah, well, I mean, what's incredible is when you look back in your life, and my family, I absolutely love my mum and dad, but my dad had problems when he was young. And those days, you know, meant too much, and, you know, and well, they still do today. So there were parts of my childhood that were pretty frightening. So I was committed as a young adult to create a really happy family, wanted to be really successful. Fortunately for me, I was still at home. My dad stopped drinking and he became the real peaceful, loving, generous kind of man who he really was. So he got over his problem early in life, which was fantastic. And I really wanted to create this really, you know, great family, and I really wanted peace in my life and a peaceful family. And I went out and I created God and all the rest of it. But then a long time midlife total going into the underworld. I literally sort of sabotaged my whole life. Fortunately, I came out the other side. And I know why I did. It's just for some people, they've had childhoods where, you know, there's the violence or whatever else. Often they might go and recreate that the first relationship they have, or they might have a series of relationships, until they actually learn, no, that's not loving to me, and they leave it, and then they, you know. But there are a lot of people, I didn't, the opposite, I protected myself and found a really loving man and protected myself and created this great, you know, felt really hard. But then, underneath the protecting myself was still the trauma from childhood. And
sure.
So in midlife, I was drawn to heal that. I mean, I thought I, because I've been involved in personal development lots of times, but I really, until I absolutely like opened up my whole body, actually. I can literally remember feeling my whole body as if it was like a gaping wound. You know, I remember the image of it. And just like, you know, if you have a cut, a button, it's all raw and it's sore and bleeding, and then it'll start to heal over and it might get a bit puffy,
yeah,
and then a scab will form and then it'll heal. Almost felt like I went through that whole process of healing the trauma from my childhood. But whilst I was going through that process, I also then sabotaged my relationship with my husband family. And in fact, I went off with a man who, if I said wasn't a good man, because I do believe my sins are good, but he wasn't a very conscious man, and he had lots of issues, and he was actually really, really very, very cruel to me. But I tolerated it because I thought I could see his goodness, and I thought, love him, that will bring out more of him. But in fact, it didn't, because whereas my dad had a problem, he only had a problem when he drank too much and wasn't really his true nature. And he finally got over that and became his true nature. He's a really gentle, loving man. But this man, who I went off with, he didn't want to take responsibility for his cruel behaviour. He didn't drink. He was just really, really sadistic and nasty and cruel. But I thought, because I love my dad all my life, if I love this man, he'll get over this thing. So, you know, this loyalty.
Of
and
course.
Thinking that he would, but he wouldn't. He wouldn't, because he wouldn't have responsibility. And so he kept on wanting to be with me, and then he'd leave me. And then he'd want to be with me, and then he'd leave me. And then he'd want to be with me, and then he'd leave me. And it was so destabilizing. Like, I had a real full, and it was so destabilizing. I couldn't get anything off the ground. You know, I was an absolute mess. And then I moved country. And then my mum really needed me. And so I said, I have to spend mum, and I actually did move in with her, and she really wanted to die at home, so I stayed with her and looked after her till she died at home. And that's a whole other story, because you were talking about angels and spirituality. Well, I had the most amazing experience with my mother while she was dying. But
we'll have that on another show. We'll compare notes. So.
Yeah. So my kids are grown up. My parents now, I cared for them for when they're dying. And then of course, because this man then left me while I was looking after mum. And then, of course, as soon as she died, wanted to get back together again. But it was actually a plot on his path. And any person who is listening to this, there's something really cool with somebody, and they keep coming and going. Sure, it's familiar, but some also, like this man's intentions were, he never wanted us to be what would stable long-term relationship, because he did not want to have to abide by them with responsibilities under the law around financial arrangements. And of course, I wasn't really totally conscious of that initially, but I certainly was, you know, at the... But anyway, so of course you wanted to get back together. Finally, I had the strength. No, I'm not going back. I am a good person. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve. And I can't give all my love to a person who doesn't appreciate it, who treats me dreadfully, who demeans me, who belittles me. I am, you know, this is not, I'm sort of parallel not going out there creating and serving best way I can and myself. So I decided I would have a totally cleaned, I sold my house, I went overseas. I did attend some more training programs. I actually went to the States 5 times to train in something bonding. I become a facilitator of that work. I did volunteering in Sierra Leone. I went to Namibia and danced with the Himba people and had my coated in ochre and did all sorts of things. But just a real purging. A real ugly body again. I'm starting as if I'm a 20-year-old and I'm starting out again in my life and I'm starting again and I'm reading myself. And so I can look back and I can see my life or the lessons and I'm in a great space now. Like I feel like I'm fat with a lot more wisdom, with a lot more like I really, and with it really, sure, I've been able to help people, you know, I can really shortcut people go through the same kind of thing if they really want to be helped and really want to not perpetuate lifetime patterns or parent patterns or anything. And I'm really, like I've got my next 10-year plan to really take my work out into the world and share my expertise to other million people, you know, because I feel so free inside. I feel so free to be me. I feel so free to say yes to something or no to something or whatever else. It is such a good feeling. Like I'm not beholden to anybody. And I want others to have that. And people want it. I mean, I've worked with this wonderful woman. Well, it's been 2 years now, but it's funny if you say that, people think, well, doesn't it work? But it's like, well, no, she made huge breakthroughs early on, but she stuck with me because we've kept, like, she came to me when she had a breakup. And so we got through all of that trauma and she could see her lifetime patterns and what she was hanging on to from childhood. And then she hated being single. So she got to actually loving being single, loving it. Just, I said, take this opportunity to be single and enjoy yourself. You may never ever have the opportunity again. Anyway, she loved it, and then she felt ready to date again. So away she went, and we went through all of that. Well, she's married now, and she's really, yeah, really happy. Awesome. But along the way, we also then went through, and she knows she has broken through patterns that would have kept her beholden to somebody else and being minimised and, you know, from stuff that happened in her childhood and based on her parent relationships. But she's through all that now. She's, you know, created, she can be equal with a man. She can stand up that they can both talk through stuff. A lot of people get together and then, yeah, it is. Because a lot of people say, yeah, even if they stay together a long time, they still don't absolve anything. They just leave things stuck. You know, like they agree to disagree or that. And then there's sort of tension and it builds up and it ends up being resentment. But no, this young woman and this young man now know they can do it if it comes up. They get it out in the open. They clear the air. They're really being very kind and other and supporting each other in their own dreams, you know, that it does. They don't have to give themselves up for each other. They care for one another. But then the other thing I was going with her is that she's now, go on.
Go ahead.
No,
I'm sorry, there's a delay, I don't mean to be talking over you.
No, that's okay. I talk a lot, so I'm quite happy for you. She never ever thought she'd leave the corporate world, but she's absolutely opened up to herself and her creativity. So she feels complete freedom now to create, you know, a business, which she never ever thought she would, always thought she'd have to work in the protection of you know, the corporate world and being an employee. Total freedom within himself now, confidence, you know, to do anything, which
right.
is just awesome. But you were going to say something about your marriage, really, your relationship?
Yeah, I was married. I had a very cordial relationship, a very balanced relationship for 42 years. So I was like your friend. I was blessed to have had a gentleman. We were extreme opposites, but we complemented his weaknesses and my strengths. It went together and vice versa. So it just worked out for me that way. So there are a lot of them. There are some relationships out there that don't turn raw, you know.
Oh,
I know that, you know,
you
have no control over the loss of your mom and dad or, you know, your marriage going on its way. But would you do anything over on the journey that you've led?
Sure. If I could have learned what I learned by staying within my faith with my first husband, and kept my family together, that's what I would have done. And even though, I mean, I'm still really friends with my husband. He was a good, honourable man, and we had a good marriage, and we brought up two beautiful, beautiful people. I'm still friends with him. My two sons love me. They love him. You know, he's remarried. But, yes, if I could have gone through learning what I need to learn and keep the marriage, that would have just been absolutely fantastic. However, I didn't, so I can't. Well, in fact, people say don't regret things, but we do. We do have regrets. However, we can't let it paralyze us either. Knowledge that there is regret.
I think there's stepping stones. No, I think that relationships come. Whether it's, you know, marital partnerships, work, friendships, partnerships come together and they're for a reason and a season. You know, I just happen to have been blessed to have been given my soulmate when I was 18, but not a lot of people can say that. Mm-hmm. Most people learn from this relationship. Mm-hmm. They take it with them to the next relationship, and sometimes it's baggage. Sometimes it's the roller skates. You know, either they're using it to propel them forward, or they're dragging this luggage behind them and it's going to hold them back. That's their choice. But, you know, I see that when you were talking to me, telling me about the story, it's like, if your marriage hadn't gone belly up, would you have been able to spend, would you have spent that time with your mother?
Well, in fact, I was still in the relationship with that person when I did spend the time with my mum, and I chose to. I said, no, I have to. And I'd moved countries, but I'd come back, and I said, no, I'm going to be here with my mum.
I got you.
And, but my mum never asked for very much, not at all.
Right.
But what she
right.
did want was to get on her own home. And so I wanted to give her that. I really did. And, you know, I mean, talking about aging and dying is a whole other thing. But there, I got so much out of caring for Mum. And I got to know her. I got to know, like, how much as if I never even knew her before. You know, like, you're a mother. And yet the aging thing, like, I don't know, I suppose it's the same in America, but here in Australia, people are shoved off into... Well, I shouldn't say this because some people have to go because people can't look after them, you know, like nursing homes and things.
Right.
And they're not
right.
visited or whatever. And it's like we just turn away from aging. And yet there is such wisdom and such love to be with parents and to reconcile things. Like if people have still got issues with their parents, to reconcile them before they die. I had a really, really valuable experience, I think. And I learnt so much through being with Mum when she was dying and through death. I think all of these experiences are so enriching. But a lot of these experiences, we kind of, society's put them sort of distance. We put them in cupboards, or we put them in institutions. And so we don't benefit from. We're not enriched. You know, like well, the old days, or like if you're in Ireland, you know, in some countries, of course, people have to aged homes. They're always staying at home with their families, and the dead bodies stay in, and people are used to that. Whereas today, we've got all these laws, and we don't deal with the messiness of life and of bodies and things. But yeah, that's a whole nother
out of sight, out of mind.
Yes,
yeah. Well, when we come back, we're going to take a music break. Mm. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how you're using your journey to help others and what lights you up. You good with that?
Okay, great. Yeah, terrific.
Okay. All right, it's about a 4-minute song, so go watch your whistle, pee, do whatever you need to, and then come on back.
Okay.
All right, there you have it. We've been listening to talking with DebLange.com, DebLange.com. She has massive degrees in consulting, coaching, and she's helping us through her journey with loss. So come back after this music break, and she's going to talk to us about a blog that she wrote, 10 Intuitive Ways to Make Powerful Choices for Your Relationship. So come on back. But right now we're going to listen to Alex G. Baby Girl got this song, Find You. I hope it's set to the right volume. I might be messing with it, so don't mess with your volumes. It's probably me. So anyway, you guys enjoy and come on back after this song. We're going to continue to talk to DebLange.com today.
Broken lights that used to shine, I'll find you.
There you have it. What do you think about that? Find You by little Alex G.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/HelloAlexG or on iTunes or YouTube. So, yeah, I dig it. She's got a cute little voice. And original music. Well, I like that a lot, you know. So we're back here with Deborah Lang of DebLang.com, and I have questions about intuitive body wisdom. What is it? Do we all have it?
You sure do. Oh,
we do?
Sure do. So it's sort of, we do. We certainly do. It's like it's all there. It's like it's been switched. It's like when you were a little kid, it was all there. When you used your whole body to learn, when you rolled and twisted, melted and sensed things and imagined things and made up stories and maybe saw angels or fairies or different colours. And then when you were really involved with all of that, somebody started telling you that an elephant this way, or to not make up stories and to, you know, learn a certain way. And you started getting, you shut it off. And then our schools and our workplaces, our institutions on the mind and what you think. To what I'm calling intuitive body wisdom. But they're still all there, and we can turn them again. Just like you saying, you had this, this experience, and all of a sudden something switched on. There. It's just you can now see it and feel it and sense it. So yes, we I just say the word intuition. A lot of people think intuition is just something like, at the moment, oh, I just got this gut feeling. As if it's kind of just a haphazard thing, because we've turned off the switch. Appear sometimes because it's dying to want us to listen. But it's in the body. Like, whilst we're in this form, whilst we're spirit embodied here on earth, and all of our senses, and there are 12, I mean, I thought we had them, what people talk about, the 5 senses, and I've named them myself, and then I came across Rudolf Steiner's work, and he talked about the 12 senses in the early 1900s, but we've kind of ignored them. It's like I talked before about everything that you sense through your body, and like, because there's lots of different senses. It's not just feelings. There's the whole body intelligence. It's another language trying to talk to you to bring them, because our bodies want to be healthy in body, mind and soul. Like, we were born as these beautiful bundles of, you know, babies that just are pure love and want to be loved and happy and have bliss. And our bodies want that state. So like, we have pain when we have physical pain. But we tend to it. But it's like physical pain is a sense. But then, and those senses too were saying, hey, check this out. There's something here for you. Listen, pay attention to what I call kind of like to bring us back to the state. Does that make sense to you?
So is that what you refer to when you say our body remembers? Where you say what a relief it is to feel alignment, to speak your truth, to feel free in your body at the same time. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, a part of that. But I think in that specific blog I was talking about that our body remembers, because it's like it's in our DNA. Like, our senses are billions of years old. Like, taste and
smell, like in terms of evolution, they came a long, long, long way before thought. And like, you know, you tell me, you smell something, it brings up memory. Now, our senses are so different. I kind of almost think that, you know, there's this trend at the moment where everybody's into food and organic food and all the cooking shows and all the rest of it. Because, like, food, we look at it, colour, taste, smell. It's kind of like so much of our society and organisations and work takes us away from our senses that if that draws us back into them, you know. So, and there's also this other thing, you know, where people talk about, you know, the brain and there's this reptilian brain and we've got to control it because there aren't woolly mammoths around anymore and so, you know, there isn't a kind of danger. I've got another little different take on that, but we still have danger around, like we were talking earlier. But there's the danger of, like, they're trying to intimidate or somebody might want to manipulate you and sell you something that you don't really want. So that is still triggering danger. So it's not like, are they learning? Now, is this actually triggering, like, there's danger here, I need to protect them? Or is it just triggering a fear that I can get over and it's not an illusion, you know? So I think there's a difference there. So it's not just about getting feeling a sense of danger or feeling that, you know, it's the reptilian brain coming up. It is about just being, once again, centric myself here, or am I protecting myself where I don't need to be? But yeah, so
I agree
the body,
I agree there.
Great. So, but the body remembers, like, you know, I was talking about trauma. Any time in your life, if you have an issue with someone, but you don't get it resolved, like there's not a clearing, so you've got some tension inside you, you're holding on to some kind of inner, like it's turned into conflict. Now, some people get angry and they expel it, but it's still there. Because, you know, like we talk about having people's buttons triggered and so then they'll explode. I mean, every time they explode, because there's something in the body saying, I need to be expressed. I haven't been expressed. I need to be let out. I need to be, well, in interplay, we use the word ex-form. Because our whole society is based on getting information. Our bodies are full and we're not taught to express ourselves, express our, let our emotions out, let feelings out, let our bodies move. So everything's kind of stuck inside. But if you've had any kind of tension, like, in fact, I can drive down a road that I've driven down a lot. I was born in Adelaide and I've kind of lived on here on and off. But I had a car accident when I was 16. I can still drive down that road and I can still, I mean, not every time, have the memory, oh yeah, this is where I had the car accident. But not even the thought, like my body will flinch and I'll make sure I look right to make sure there's no car there because that was where I had the car accident. You know, and that's like 40
right.
years ago. When we've got things stuck but need to be released, because it's like if we're hanging on to it, it blocks us from our happiness, it blocks us from our freedom, and it blocks us from any kind of, like, really connecting with our truth and with, like the awakening you had or the spiritual awakening, because it's kind of like we need to be clear to have those openings. It's like, it's almost like if you imagine, like, a box and it's stuffed to the brim, and down the bottom is this beautiful, clear, beautiful clear stuff. But you can't get to it because there's all this other junk there. There's the debris and the crap and whatever. But if we clear that away, the other can come forth. It can open up. It can expand. We can expand into that loving, beautiful bundle of joy that we were when we were born.
Now, do you use these kind of analogies and techniques and stuff in your online course that you're offering, Access Your Intuitive Body Wisdom? I mean, do you walk people through that? Tell us about your online class course that you're offering.
Yeah, well, I'm actually really excited about that, and you're a big part of this, Mama Chat, because when I decided I wanted to get out into the world and back into business, I started with in the online world and started doing one-on-one coaching, you know, via Skype and then and some workshops. But I really wanted to be able to share the work with more people than I can one-on-one. And then when you said that you're looking for people to interview, and I said, great, well, I'll get this online program ready for the interview. So it was really great having this deadline. So I really appreciate you for that.
Good.
I really, really do. Because I wanted people to be able to have the material that I've developed over the last couple of years, work through it on their own. So everything that I've used with people one-on-one or face-to-face, I've basically gotten guidebooks, I've done little videos, I've got audios. A lot of them are like journals. And so, you know, you can download it and you can go, okay, I'm going to do this exercise today. I'm going to focus on this. And I also talk about like a light focus. So last year I did a 6-week free course online. And some of the comments were, it was really great. I just read the stuff and then I'd sort of, if I said forget about it, I'd have a light focus. And then it would be like, because you know if I say the word red to you right now, if you look around the room, are you looking for the red?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like if I give you an exercise, say, to go out and, well, I don't know, you're into law of attraction, so if I say go out, and during the day, give yourself some freedom. So at lunchtime, just to walk wherever your body wants to walk, not your mind. So, okay, I'm not going to say, I'm going to go here. Say, okay, I'm going to let my body do the walking. What does it feel attracted to? Does it feel attracted to go and sit under that tree and rest? Do I feel attracted to go into that coffee shop and be with the hype of people? Do I feel attracted to have a skip? You know, skip along the street, you know.
Sure.
Who knows? But, you know, like if I, like if one of the exercises is take a little bit of time just to sense and give your body the freedom to allow it to be sense what you're attracted to and what you're repelled from. And so you just go out, you know, and you integrate that into like 10 minutes of the day. And then you come back and then you'd write in your journal, what did you notice? What did you notice? And the being repelled by, some things we just don't like, there are just some things that we don't like because we don't like them.
Yeah.
And we're not interested in them.
But we're all
that
different.
Sign.
We're all different.
We're all,
you know, none of us,
we're
not cookie cutter, you know, yeah.
Yeah, we're all different. But then even with
so
that,
you gear,
sometimes.
Do you gear the course, do you gear the online course to per person or is it like a group going through the same course at the same time?
What I decided was that I would give it, I put it all up and people can, whenever they want, like their own time. You can choose to do it your own time, but you can put in comments so that I can give you feedback. But no, you don't all have to do this lesson on this day. Because people like...
So now
people,
they can go and find this at deblang.com. And is there like a /? For information on the course, or I did put a link. I know it was kind of linky.
Yeah.
So if you go to the blogtalkradio.com/ Mama Shar, look at this episode. There is a link, and it says her course info can be found here. Or, Deb, can they get it off of your deblang.com?
Yeah, and your link works, which is fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay.
So,
good. Okay, you can go there.
I tried to get into my site today to make sure that the link to Deb Lang Courses was working and
Well, if it doesn't work,
down.
You guys drop me a line and let me know, you know. Yeah, and I understand you have a free ebook for the listeners, How to Make Powerful Choices. So where do our listeners snag the copy for that?
Yes. Well, in fact, if you do just Google in or if you put in Deb Lang Courses, there's actually a whole whole, the first module is free of the course. There's free videos and text and free emails that you get to get you started. To get you started to see your body when you're still hanging on to something that's actually not being your truth, and to sense when you are, when you really are your truth. So, and to start sensing the difference and to start really tuning into your body with them. So there's a whole lot of free stuff there. So it is Deb Lane courses. And I'm also, anyone who puts in, who wants to buy the course and puts in Mama Cha, there's a $100 voucher off the program.
Woo-hoo!
And I would really love, so that's the, just that is the voucher code for $100 off. And I'd really love to have, I'd love 20 people, the first 20 people to sign up, and then I'd love just to close it off then and just really be with those people and support them and fine-tune things and make sure that my work is working really well in that online way. There's the possibility that, yes, I will just keep it sort of contained to make sure that it's really working well before I kind of explode it out to the universe, so to speak.
Awesome,
really
awesome. $100 off the first 20. Yeah, awesome, awesome. Mm. All right, so tell the listeners, where can we find you online, social media, what's happening in your world that we can get involved in?
Oh, wow. Well, I've got this thing where, I was christened Deborah Lang. My website's deblang.com. But for some reason, when I joined Facebook, I couldn't have Deb Lang. So I am Deb, but then I page Deb Lang in Facebook. And then I'm Deborah Lang on Twitter. I'm in LinkedIn as Deborah Lang. I'm in, Google, the Google site. I'm in all of them and haven't been very active the last few months because I've been so busy finishing off this course, but I'm going to get out there being active again.
Awesome, awesome. Well, so glad that you joined me today. So glad we finally connected. We played tag for so long.
I'd love.
Well,
I'd love,
we will definitely. We'll definitely keep. I'll promote this Mama Char for the first 20 gets $100 off, and we'll see how many they'll be scrambling for you. But I want to thank you again for coming by and sharing with us about your wisdom, your journey, and Access Your Intuitive Body Wisdom program.
Thanks, Mama. I think you're doing a great job. Thank you very much. I think it's great.
Thank you, baby girl. You be blessed and enjoy that Australia weather right now.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay.
You're
soon.
Coming into spring. Okay.
I hope.
Bye.
All right. Okay, good day. Well, there you have Deborah Lang of deblang.com. She's offering $100 off on her class, her online course, Access Your Intuitive Body Wisdom. But it's for the first 20, and it's $100 off. Use the coupon code MAMASHAR. So awesome, possum. That's awesome, awesome. Again, a big thank you to Alex G for Find You. Find her over at on Facebook. I gave you Facebook for Twitter is twitter.com Alex G Music, Instagram.com Alex G Music 7. She's of course on iTunes. So anyway, due to time restraints, we're going to have to pass on the Ask Mama Char. We'll pick it up next week and talk about a God nugget. But for now, we're going to have to sign off and tell you guys how much I appreciate you listening and tuning in every week and being patient with me through these allergy seasons. I got that bulb on the horn. I'm rushing it down. Ain't nobody going to stop me anymore. So anyway, I love you guys so much. You be blessed. Play nice. And remember to love your neighbor as yourself.